fifth Sundays, I try to invite a guest speaker. And I brought him today. And so if you guys want to come up, you might want to. Yeah, that's great right there.
Hello! How are you? Good, I'm so glad to see you. Oh my goodness, it's been such a long time. How are you doing, Adriana?
Good.
I'm so glad. You know, I tried to wear one of those masks, but I just couldn't breathe. I promise you, I could not breathe. This guy put it on me, and I was hollering for help. Well, it's so good to see you.
Well, good to see you, Grandy. I like your tie and your shirt. That's pretty gnarly.
What's that word mean?
I don't know. I heard it somewhere. But it looks nice on you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, I want to share something with you.
Oh, before you do, Grandy, I have something I need to say. Okay. So we've been asking and praying for some other children's workers.
Did you find them?
Well, we found some. Randy and Christy Shepherd are going to be, yes.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, they're going to be working with you guys on the second and fourth Sundays. Do you know who they are?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You've met them already.
Yeah. After our class was done this morning.
Oh, after class this morning?
Yeah.
You met them?
Yeah.
They're really neat people. I think you're going to love them a lot. You need to bring your friends, too, because they've got some special things they want to share with you. Okay? So you were going to share something. Yes, me.
Show your old leader.
What were you going to share?
Well, it's a story I've told many times, but it's one of my favorites.
So what's the story about?
Do you know a little guy in the scripture called Samuel?
You know Samuel? You heard of him? Maybe a little bit? Okay.
Well, one day Samuel was taken to church.
Hey, Grandy.
Huh?
Why don't you let me tell the story and you pretend like you're Samuel?
Okay, we can do that.
So there was this lady whose name was Hannah. And she didn't have any children. And she began praying for the Lord, praying to the Lord, and praying to the Lord. And the Lord gave her a son, and she named that son Samuel. And when Samuel got old enough, she took Samuel to the temple and left him there.
What? Left me there? What do you mean, left me there?
Well, his mom said to Samuel, Samuel, when I was praying to the Lord, I said, Lord, if you will give me a son, I will give him back to you. And so I'm keeping my promise to the Lord.
Oh, I don't like that very much. I can't go home with you?
No, Samuel, I'm sorry. I'm going to leave you here, and you're going to work with Eli and the priests here.
But Mother, will you come see me?
Yes, Samuel, I'll come see you.
You gonna bring me a present?
Yes, Samuel, I'll bring you a present.
Okay, so long, Mother.
And sure enough, every year, Samuel's mom would come and bring him new clothes and other things. So, anyway, Samuel was growing up in the temple.
Yeah, and he was doing a lot of chores, too. I was cleaning. And I would open the doors at the church. And I was helping set out all the good stuff that they use for the priest, like the oil and the other stuff.
But you couldn't do a lot.
Well, I could do what I could do.
Well, you could do what you could do. And your mom would come see you.
Yeah.
One day, so Samuel had been working there, I'm not sure how many years, but he was just a kid. He was just a boy. And he slept. I don't know if you know anything about the tabernacle or the temple, but there was this place set apart from God and his Ark of the Covenant. And where the Ark was is kind of like the presence of God. And Samuel slept as close as he could to that without going in. He would sleep real close. And one night while he was sleeping, he heard a voice. Go to sleep, Samuel. And then he heard a voice. Samuel. Samuel. So he didn't know who it was. So he ran into the preacher's bedroom. His name was Eli.
Mr. Eli, what did you want with me?
Well, Samuel, I didn't want anything with you.
What are you calling my name?
No, I didn't call you. You go back, you go to bed, go to sleep.
Okay, Mr. Eli.
He goes back to sleep. And then he hears the voice again. Samuel.
I've got to go see what Mr. Eli wants.
So he goes back in to the preacher's room, to the pastor. And
what do you want, Mr. Eli?
I don't want anything, Samuel.
Oh, why did you call me?
I didn't call you.
You know preachers aren't supposed to lie.
It wasn't me. And this happened three times. And then it dawned on Eli. It was God talking to Samuel.
What? God? Oh, no, I didn't do anything really bad. Why does God want me? I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do.
Just calm down, Samuel. When the Lord speaks again, I want you to tell him, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
That's all I've got to do.
That's all you got to do. So Samuel went to sleep again.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Why didn't you?
Well, I wanted to see God.
Well, eventually, you went to sleep.
I did?
Yes, you did. He did go to sleep. Then he heard the sound again. Heard his name call. Samuel.
Oh, goodness, it's you. Talk to me. Because I'm listening.
And you know what? God spoke to him. He called him by name and said, Samuel, I've got a special job for you to do. And you know that Samuel was faithful throughout his life to to do what God wanted him to. Isn't that awesome? That is so awesome. Samuel or Grandy, I thank you for sharing with us today. I'm going to put you back in your box, and I want to go. Well, I need to put you in your box so that I can get on with the service. I don't want to go. One day, they're going to put you in a box. And you're not going to like it either. I'll tell you what. Why don't you sing a song for us and then... Yeah, I'm sure you'll be tired by then.
Okay. I love him every day. I love him every day. Close by his side, I will abide. I love him every day. I love him every day. I love him every day. Close sky is his ID. I will the ID. I love him every day.
Why don't you sing with Grandy?
I love him every day. I love him every day. Close by his side, I will abide. I love him every day. I love him every day. I love him every day. Close by his side, I will lay the ID. I love him every day.
Thank you, Grandy.
Help me.
Yeah.
I know who does this voice. You do.
No way. Don't tell my secret.
It's you.
So you can go back and sit with your parents now if you would like. So, today we're talking about Samuel, a faithful servant of the Lord. I want to read a few passages of Scripture to you. As a matter of fact, the first one, I don't know why, but I forgot to put it on the overhead. But it's found in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 11. 1 Samuel chapter 2. Verse 11. Let's stand together. I'm going to read three verses. They're going to be kind of scattered out, but they're found in the first three chapters of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 11 says, "Then Elkanah, which was Samuel's dad, returned home to Ramah without Samuel. And the boy served the Lord by assisting Eli the priest." Say with me, the boy served the Lord. The boy served the Lord. Okay, now also in 1 Samuel 2:18. "But Samuel, though he was only a boy, served the Lord. He wore a linen garment like that of a priest." So say with me, he was only a boy and he served the Lord. 1 Samuel 2:26. "Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew taller and grew in favor with the Lord and with the people. Verse Samuel 3:11. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. And that is where Grandy took up his story. Okay? A couple of lessons I want us to glean from this passage. We're going to pray, and you can be seated, and I will share what I feel the Lord has for us today. Father, I come before you today. Lord, I pray that you would just be with each one of us, that you would, our hearts would be open to you. That we would be able to glean what you have for us today. Lord, that we would be able to put into practice the things that we hear. Convict us of areas in our life that would hinder us from going forward with you. Make us a servant of the Lord. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. So a couple of lessons I want you to glean from Samuel. Number one is, you can never be too young or too old to serve the Lord. You can never be too young or too old to serve the Lord. Scripture tells us that as soon as Samuel was weaned, that Mama took him to the temple. Mama took him to the temple. She placed him in the care of Eli. And he was able to help Eli with the priestly duties. Now, at first, he wasn't able to do a whole lot. We do know that he would open the doors for the sanctuary to let people in every time there was a worship. Every morning, he would open the doors. People give. Now, he couldn't do a lot, but he's able to do that. Later on, as he grew, he became, there more responsibilities were given to him, and eventually, because of his service, the Lord made him judge and prophet in Israel. Incredible. And it all started with a little boy who just wanted to serve the Lord. That's all. I just want to serve the Lord. You know, I watch Adriana and Ivan come in on Sunday mornings, and they're putting out these things on the pews, and they're doing different things, and it makes them happy to be able to, and you don't know it, Ivan or Adriana, but you're serving the Lord when you're doing that. You may not be able to do a lot, but you're serving the Lord when you do that. I'm sorry? Then they ring the bell. Yeah, and you know, I guess Brother Larry Grant is probably the oldest one in here today. He's creeping on up there. But do you notice how much joy he has in serving? I mean, he can't do a lot. He can't do what he used to do. He can't ring the bell anymore. But when you're serving with the right heart attitude, there's blessings that come. And that's the second thing. Serving the Lord with the right heart attitude brings blessings. The Lord's favor rests upon you. Do you know what it means to be the favorite? Were you the favorite child in your family? I'm sure I was. When you're the favorite, blessings come upon you that maybe others do not get. Scripture says that Samuel grew in favor with God and with man. And it was because of his service to the Lord that he grew in favor. Samuel was a blessed man. No matter where he went, people respected him. As a matter of fact, whenever he... I don't know if... You might need to read 1 and 2 Samuel and read his life, because he had quite the ministry. And one of the things that he was responsible for doing is anointing David as king. See, he was older in life. David was a young man. Samuel had responsibility of anointing David and appointing him as the king of Israel. Now, if you read that story closely, when Samuel came into town, everybody was kind of like fearful. They didn't know what to expect when Samuel came to town. They didn't know if he was going to preach a hell and fire brimstone message, or if he was going to correct someone, or if he was going to bless someone. That particular day, he decided to bless David. He was called out from the Lord to go and bless. Throughout Samuel's life, the Lord would say, Samuel, go do this. Samuel, go do that. Samuel, anoint Saul. Samuel, go speak to that person about my will for their lives. And he, every time, we never find in Scripture where he disobeyed the Lord. We find in Scripture that he had a couple of kids that were disobedient to the Lord. Okay? But we never find in Scripture where, as a matter of fact, there was a time when Samuel was praying for Saul and praying for Saul and praying for Saul, because Saul was going off track. And Samuel was praying for Saul and praying for Saul. Did you know that you can, in prayer, you can serve the Lord? So he was praying for Saul and praying for Saul, and then the Lord said, you don't need to pray for him about that anymore. I've chosen David to take his place. I can imagine, I don't know if you read that story closely, Scripture says that Samuel never had his hair cut. And he was an old man when he died. Never had his hair cut. He was a Nazirite, probably. And so the Lord had the Lord chose Samuel to bless him, to give him the word of the Lord, so that he could give the word to others. The Lord favored Samuel. I want to ask you a question. How would you like to be the favorite of the Lord? Would any of you like to be the favorite of the Lord? Boy, I want to be his favorite. If he favors you, probably going to be because you're doing what he's asking you to do, that you're serving in some capacity. So the question then comes, before I go there, do you remember when Gabriel came to Mary? And Gabriel said, greetings, you highly favored one. Greetings, you highly favored one. And it makes me wonder, what did Mary do? Become his favorite? Or become favored by the Lord? We're never told. But I would guess it has something to do with her service to the Lord. So how does one serve the Lord? Matthew 25:40 says, and the king will say, I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. Well, here's the deal. You take what the Lord has given you, and you use whatever he's given you for his glory. So what has he given you? You know, Moses said, I don't have a lot. God, all I've got is this stick. All I got is this stick. And God said, I'll use it. That's all I got. Here's the deal. We find that Moses, we find that Samuel, we find that Mary, we find that all of God's servants, there were some things in their lives that were that God was looking for. One was they were teachable. They were trainable. And they were faithful. They were reliable. I know, you know, Rick's got a construction business, and Rick, is it hard to find good men to work for you? Extremely difficult. Do you find that they're unreliable oftentimes? Okay. Do you find that they're unteachable oftentimes? Okay. You can't train them. They've got their own mindset. They want to do it this way. Now, I know Rick, he's done some marvelous work even here at the church. He laid this stuff back in the foyer here, the tile and stuff. Marvelous job. And, you know, I was able to work with him, and he taught me some things about laying tile. He's a great teacher. I didn't want to mess it up. So I listened to what he said. I did what he told me. Because I've laid tile before, and it doesn't look near as good as what Rick does. Because he knows his stuff. Okay? So we've been talking about needing workers here at the church to do different jobs. And all you need to do is be teachable, be trainable, and be reliable. That's all you need to do. Well, I don't know how. Well, we've got teachers, we've got trainers, and we can, they can help you. And here's the neat thing, that as you begin serving the Lord, the Lord's favor rests upon you. And as you begin serving the Lord, there's a joy that comes by serving Him with the right heart attitude. With the right heart attitude. So take whatever God has given you. Well, what has He given you? Take whatever He's given you. Use it for His glory. Become trainable, become teachable, and become reliable. If you will learn those three attributes in your life, you can go a long way in your life. But if you refuse to be teachable, trainable, and reliable, don't expect a whole lot. Don't expect to be favored. Okay? Just don't expect it, because it's not going to happen for you. Luke 16:10 says this, "Whoever can be trusted with the very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much." Samuel was trusted with a little, and he was faithful in the little. And as he was faithful in the little, more responsibility was given to him, and pretty soon the Lord was able to trust him with much. He didn't start out with much. A lot of people want to start out with much. They want to start out at the top of the totem pole. They're not willing to work their way up. A lot of people just want, just gimme, 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 and don't expect me to do anything for it. That's not God's plan. God's plan is that you become teachable, you become trainable, and you become reliable. And then favor will be placed upon you. You can rise up in the kingdom of God. You can rise up in whatever company you begin with or work with if you do those three things. Whoever can be trusted with a little can be trusted with much. Whoever is dishonest with a little will also be dishonest with much. Now, Eli had a couple of sons who were supposed to take Samuel's place. But they were dishonest. They were not treating the people correctly. They were not treating the Lord correctly. Matter of fact, Scripture says that they died before their time. They were not favored. Samuel took their place. Samuel was the one who followed Eli with that ministry and not Eli's sons. Because Samuel was faithful, he was reliable, he was teachable, and he was trainable. And did you know it's easy to make excuses? Well, I don't have time. Well, that's fine. If you don't have time to be favored, that's okay. Well, I can't do it. Well, that's okay if you can't be trained. I mean, that's just life. We have a lot of excuses, and we can choose to do what the Lord says or not. We do. We can have that. We have those choices. But here's all. A lot of times, doing service can become wearisome. You can get tired doing it. I appreciate Paul so much. I don't know how he does everything he does. You don't know everything he does. He's always doing something, and I know he don't even like me to talk about it. But he's always doing something here at the church with the computers and this and that and the other thing. Scripture in Galatians 6:9 it says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Someone asked me, I get asked on occasion, when do I plan to retire? When the Lord's finished with me. That's when I plan to retire. I don't have a set date. I guess when I can't think correctly and preach worth a flip, then I'll probably step down. But as long as the Lord gives me the ability, the pastor, that's what I want to do. I was talking to a fellow the other day. Called him. He's one of the guys that I go to a wood turner's meeting, I do wood lathe type thing. I'm just kind of a novice. I was talking to a fellow the other day. I was asking him some questions, and he said, "Brad, the Lord has just blessed my wife and I. We are so blessed. I don't know why the Lord has blessed us like he has, but he has blessed us." He said, "I'm not an educated man. I just, do odd things here and there. But the Lord has blessed us, and I don't understand it." I know why. Because they've been faithful. They've been teachable. And they've been trainable. And they serve other people for the glory of the Lord. That's why. If you'll take out your communication cards. And just put your name on there and I'd like for you to answer this question. Are you teachable? Are you trainable? Are you reliable? Are you teachable? Are you trainable? Are you reliable? And are you willing to serve? And I know I'm putting you on the spot, but you know what? That's what pastors do. Get over it. That's why I'm here. I don't want you to go through life missing the blessings that God has for you. I don't want you to come to the end of your days and say, "I wish I had done this. I wish I had put more into the kingdom. I wish I had. I don't want you to go, I don't want you to get there. And all of us are going to get there one day. I know a lot of you have a lot on your plate already. But ask the Lord, is there something I can do? Is there something I can do? And keep asking him that until he shows you, because it's not, he doesn't want you just to come to church and warm a bench or warm a chair. Is there something, Lord, you would have me do? Father, I come before you today. And Lord, I thank you for this story of Samuel and Lord, his dedication to you. And Lord, he was willing to be trained and taught by Eli. And Lord, he was available. And Lord, I look at his mom and I look at the sacrifice she made. But Lord, she wanted her son to honor and glorify you. And Lord, for parents here today, Lord, above all else, whether they get a good education, whether they, whatever, Lord, let them honor and glorify you. Let them please you. Let them serve you, even at a young age. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to stand and sing.